Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Mikey and Rin stay in.
Oh, yeah. Hi there. Welcome to Mikey and Rin stay in. I'm Mikey.
And I'm Rin.
Rinny just grabbed the loudest possible snack, which is tortilla chips.
Yeah, a cassava tortilla chip, which is arguably the crispiest thing in existence.
I think crispy is actually better on microphone than like soupy. Kind of soupy, wet. Yeah, like when people eat like a really ripe peach or something like that on a microphone, I'm like, what kind of terrorist are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an auditory one.
An ear terrorist. So we are, we're here. It's hot. It's beautiful. Summer is basically in full swing. Rindog is on her leave.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. And we're living. How are we living?
We're living.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me about that.
It's good. I'm having a little bit of a hard time pulling away from work fully, I think.
Yeah.
Being a little micromanagey. And I'm still getting phone calls and things like that from families, which is fine.
Sure.
And then we're getting real close to a due date, right? And so I think that there's been some, and it's Father's Day today.
I know. I was going to bring that up. It's interesting. I think Rinny's a little more triggered by Mother's and Father's Day than I am, but I'm definitely like more triggered by, like, I see, you know, dads with their kiddos or, we were at the park today and there was, you know, like an adorable little baby. And I don't know, I want to be super pumped and just be like, oh my God, that's a cute kid. Like objectively, you know, but I feel it. And I know that like we'd be in super prep mode for baby. And, that makes me feel the feels. I don't love it,
yeah.
But That's why God invented beers and sunny porches.
Yes.
Yeah.
And family visits.
Ooh.
How about that for a transition?
What a segue. Rini also rode in on a segue.
Always.
Yeah. No helmet. She fucking lives on the edge. Aerosmith song playing in the background. And rolled in on a segue. You can have your helmet. Thanks, Aerosmith. It's time for you to die. So, speaking of segues, speaking of family, we have a very, very special guest on the podcast today. It's Anna Sheether, my sister, my blood sister. How's it going, Anna?
Pretty great.
That's good. Anna's she's got her nose against the pop filter. Mm-hmm. We've been discussing how to talk into the microphone, and she's killing it.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everybody. And hope you enjoy this one.
Of course we will. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how much you love visiting us.
Tell me about what a great brother I am.
Tell me the top five things that I've done better than any other brother could. Thanks, go. No, tell us about your time here.
It's been great. I mean, I live in Colorado, so it's about as dry as you can get, other than maybe like Phoenix or New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Love both places, even though I've never been to
Melania Trump's
Phoenix.
Vagina?
Oops.
Okay. Oopsies. Don't talk about vaginas.
And so it's been, you know, hot, but I expected that. And
go.
We went to the Japanese gardens today, which was awesome. Mm. And the little tea house, or bigger than I expected tea house, I don't know. And had mochi for the first time. Oh my God. So delicious.
Mochi. Did you love it so mochi?
Pretty much, yes.
Pretty mochi.
Pretty mochi.
And
you don't have to keep your nose on the pop filter. You can talk. See how I'm talking on it? Like just a little away. A
little away.
Yeah, there you go. I just don't want you to bruise yourself.
Yeah, we're getting used to this, folks. It's, again, my first time, so.
You're killing it, Anna. You're doing great.
I mean, the flowers have been wonderful, which everybody knows. We went to Hood River yesterday, which was windy, but fantastic.
Totally.
I watched everybody kite surf, and it looked just so, you know, hard to stay up on the board. I don't know. I've never kite surfed, so, but it looked very challenging.
Yeah, it looks like a lot. It looks like fun, but also torture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we went to the farmer's market, and I had never had lion's mane mushrooms.
Mm.
Oh my
God.
You've
had lots of firsts here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to have your first.
Oops.
Where'd Rini think you're out of
that? I don't know. I was just waiting for the first.
Ooh. Come to Portland, Oregon to get your cherry popped. Hey-o! And could be anything.
Yeah.
Any sort of cherry. Actual cherries.
Definitely.
It's such a gross thing to say.
Oh.
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah.
Do you know that phrase, Anna?
Not necessarily, but
it's really
I'm gross. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere like strange with that. I just
that's totally fine.
Go as strange as you want.
Yeah.
It's the Mikey and Rena.
We don't need to go in on it. It's just it's a way of talking about the first time that you've had sex, which is and it's I don't know, it feels misogynistic for sure.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But more than anything, just come to Portland to have your first time.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
That's the tagline.
The Rose Garden, everything is split up into neighborhoods, which is cool.
Love a neighborhood.
And like I said, the flowers are awesome. The art is really cool. And I mean, the parks are fantastic.
I know. We do parks well. Do you have any feelings about, so you listen to the podcast a lot?
Yes.
Have you listened to every episode?
No.
Oh, you fucking, we're done.
We thought we were having our biggest fan on the podcast today.
We might have another super fan that might beat you. One of them might be our dad.
Right. I mean, I haven't purposefully But no, I have not listened to every single one.
Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But you do generally know the show pretty well.
Yes.
You listen to most episodes.
Yes.
Great. Every time we put one out, I oftentimes get a text from you or something saying, great episode. Mm-hmm. How has the show struck you? Because like you're my sister. We obviously the majority of the show we've been talking about us getting pregnant. You've obviously been excited about being an aunt.
Yes.
Tell us about how it was listening to the show and hearing kind of the things that we've gone through. Was it enjoyable? Was it scary? Was it sad? Like, how did it strike you?
I mean, I think it was all of those things, which is really important to go through all of those things because I think it makes it more powerful to, you know, have all the feelings or whatever. Obviously, I didn't experience them the way you guys did. But I think it makes it like a better show to be able to kind of feel everything along with you, however that happens. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, it was very...
Were you gonna say momentous?
Yeah, but not in the way. Not in. Why am I not able to wrap it up in a word?
Well, that's okay.
Yeah,
kind of momentous in like. In like a different way.
Okay.
In, you know, but like momentum that's kind of undulating.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like you're up and then you're like, oh, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I think in that way it was kind of all the things, which is the best way to kind of experience something. Because then... It's, I mean, not that you want to experience it in that way, but I think it's important for things. I think a lot of things in life are too linear.
Mm.
I can't quite give an example right now, but, you know, and I think it's best to, you know, kind of have that feel, you know, have a feeling where you're, you know, thinking about something more than just like, oh, I listened to that for a half hour and never thought about it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how it affected other people, but that's how it affected me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know that, like, I talked to you a couple times when things were going on, when we lost our baby and you cried. Did you cry listening to the show, or did you cry more like when we talked about it, or did you cry, you know, like, I always wonder kind of like, you know, because I love how emotional you are and how like attached we are, even though we don't live in the same. So first of all, Anna lives in Colorado, and she's been living with our parents since COVID started, but she has an apartment in Denver. And so we are not together. Like, we live in separate places. So it was hard for me to know kind of how things affected you, because I know how weird and tumultuous it was for us, but like I always kind of wondered how much I was able to get, you know, how involved you felt emotionally and otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I think I remember you calling me, you know, when you got like the actual news, and I mean, I didn't cry exactly then, but it was that night where it was just like, holy shit, like, wow. And so that, you know, I cried for probably, you know, solid hour. I don't know. I like didn't sleep well at all.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily know, like, if that's the way I deal with it. Like, do I deal with them at night? I don't know. Like, I think it was just kind of.
I think I definitely do, yeah.
That's when it hit me, you know, because it was like late afternoon. It was, you know, I had built myself up to be like excited, you know, the 20-week thing. And it's like, And then all of a sudden you called me, you were crying, and it was, I was just like, okay, gotta be like even keel and supportive. And so all I could say was like, oh my God, wow. You know, like all this.
I like how you just did the imitation of yourself as like a valley girl. I'm like, oh wow. Like then what happened?
But you know, and then like that night I was just like, oh
yeah. You know?
And so, and then it just felt just so heavy, you know, in the days afterwards. Mm. And then
yeah,
it just dissipated like from there. But obviously, you know, little things would happen, or you know, that would make you think of like, oh, you know, what would you do in that situation? You know, you'd see someone with a kid and you're like, oh,
right, totally.
What I'm not going to be able to do with her. So, yeah.
So, Anna, so one thing that I would think would be interesting is tell, I don't know how much you talk about this, but it'd be cool to know, like, tell us the story about how you were born, because it's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Make sure and keep, you know, so keep your mouth pretty close to the microphone. I just want people to be able to hear it.
So, I was born 3 months premature in July of 1985. I was supposed to be born like mid-October, and you know, mom's water like just broke, and she literally like watched it go from an Audi to an Innie, supposedly, and it was like, nope, like we're going to the hospital now, or like some, you know, it's just like water broke and there's no looking back. So, then they rushed you over to next door neighbor.
Yep.
And mom was in the hospital for like 4 days before I was actually born, because they...
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Tried to, you know, keep me in as long as possible. And then I think they gave her some, I don't know, medicine to like, you know... keep it all in, and then
that's a scientific term, it's all good.
And then
well, because this was also 1985, so kids, or you know, babies, your gestation period, like, because you were 24 weeks, 23 and a half,
25 weeks.
Oh, 25 weeks. I thought it was I think it's 24 and a half, I think was what you landed at.
Oh, okay. Doesn't, sure.
I mean, that's a couple day difference, but anyways, babies your size and level of development were not living very much in 1985.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what the percentage, you know, is or was, but it was not high. And so the what happened was a couple of mom's friends like brought chocolates over, and she just didn't feel, you know, I think she was running a little bit of a fever, didn't feel like eating them. And so she was like, I'm so, you know, I don't, I'll keep them for later, but I don't think I'm going to eat them now. And then they took her temperature and it was like, the baby's either born now or like, we don't know what's going to happen. So,
yeah.
Boom. And I was born at, I believe, 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
On July 15th.
Yeah.
So, and C-section. Then I, yep. And then I spent 5 months in the hospital because I had, you know, you name it, I probably had it.
Yeah. How big were you?
1 pound, 11 ounces.
Little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty glad that I didn't remember any of that. Cause I think it would have been like, I don't know, maybe like so overwhelming that you just don't even care and you just get through it. I don't know. But
it was, yeah, it was, I do remember I was five and it was a lot. I mean, especially because you were, you know, so you were in an incubator. So, you know, you were in a, like a plastic shell. And then there was these weird robot arm things that you could like, you know, put your hands into it to touch you. Cause we couldn't, your skin was so thin that we couldn't touch you. Cause we could actually like peel your skin away from the bones. And then, it was terrifying because you were so small. It was like, all babies kind of look like aliens, but you really look like an alien because you were just like underbaked, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm glad that I didn't remember it in the sense that you can just use that energy to, you know, develop fully or whatever happened.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the amazing thing is like, I don't have any besides, not lifting like over 50 pounds. I don't have any exercise restrictions to speak of.
Yeah.
Which is,
that's good to know.
I mean, not that that matters, but you know, I've known a few people, you know, with similar, sort of backgrounds and, you know, it's not quite the, I mean, they're not, you know, they don't, they're not severely disabled, but it's like they definitely have lung issues mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. But
yeah, I mean, you've had how many do you know how many surgeries you've had?
Ooh, I've had at least 15.
Yeah.
20.
That's, I know, that was the number that I was kind of landing on. I mean, so at one point you were 20. The smallest baby in the world to have open heart surgery.
Right.
I think you were 3 days old or something like that. And I think you had open heart surgery. I mean, it was wild that they could do that.
Because it was like they had to wait till I gained weight.
Mm.
And then I like went into renal failure, I think for some reason, which made me gain more weight because I retained fluid or something. So they were like, it was kind of between like, oh, you know, this is a bummer that she's retaining fluid, but it's like helping her sustain the weight. So like, let's do it. Anyway, it was very early on and it worked out, but
yeah.
They couldn't move me, or they made the decision not to move me up to Denver. They brought like 20 doctors down from Denver and were basically like, if we don't do it now, like it's not, you know, good luck that she ever lives, I think. So
I think about being that surgeon, right? That's like, wait, this baby is how old and... you know, has gone through what already? And this is 3 days of her life. And now I'm swooping in to save it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, I think at this time, I don't know the statistics either, but I think at this time there was like, it was like dozens of babies your level of development, like were being born at 24, 25 weeks. And living, like it was like it was low. Like I don't know if that's true, but I mean it was like not many. And so the idea that like you're bringing this doctor, this doctor is being brought down to, you know, help this kiddo out who was born, it was 1 pound 11 ounces, 24 and a half weeks or whatever. It's like that shit was just not happening. Like it was like they just didn't have the technological capabilities. Nowadays it's super common. Like it's just like not, you know, really a thing. It's not as crazy. I mean, so it's really right. Amazing. And now you're, how old are you now?
I am 35, going to be 36 in July.
Yeah, just in a little bit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing, Anna. And it's just wild to see. Well, so one of the reasons I brought this up is because, so you know that Katie, so our baby, was, when her life ended, she was, is that the way we want to say it?
Sure.
I don't know. That's the way I thought to say it. So, but she was, you know, about 21 weeks.
Well, 22 at the surgery.
Basically 22 weeks at the surgery. So she was, you know, almost 2 weeks before you were born.
Yeah, that's
which
amazing.
Is fucking nuts, right?
Yeah.
And I held her, you know, and it wasn't that different than you looked when you were born. Because I remember what you looked like when you were born, and we have pictures, obviously, but... that messed me up a little bit. Like that was definitely like, it felt like a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was just wondering how, if you connected those things and like saw that you guys were almost the same level of development when at that point.
I mean, I think, I think I did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sensational that any of us, you know, are as normal as we are, right? I mean, you know,
that's so true.
Let's just analyze that, you know. But
that's great.
But yeah, I mean, on whatever level, you know, you process that for sure. But so.
I was just wondering if it, I mean, like, your point is a great one, is that, like, it's, well, I think, and I think, I don't know if this is exactly what you're saying, but, like, I'm amazed that anybody is born. Like, the fact that anybody right. gets through pregnancy, including the mothers.
Well, the fact that conception happens.
The fact that conception can even happen. Yeah. The fact that we've talked about this before, that most people on the planet have had babies.
Yes.
Or gotten pregnant or whatever, you know, it's like, it's an amazing thing that it can even, there's, it's so complex. And I guess, like, it's what leads a lot of people to believe in a higher power. It leads me to believe in, like, science and how amazing things are. But what I was asking you is more like, when you heard about all of this, like, did it affect you, or did it, like, strike you as something even more intense that, like, you guys were almost the same level of development when you were born? And when Katie died.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, on so many levels, it's mind-boggling in terms of literally when I was born, what they were able to do. Mm. And, you know, I don't know what they could have done, you know, now, but
well, and that was something that definitely fucked me up when we heard about Katie, because I was like, I don't know, dude, it's 2021, like, I'm carrying around a fucking iPhone in my pocket, like, we're almost about to, like, start cloning people and, like, have AI and flying cars and stuff, like, why can't you just fix it, like, why can't it just be something that's okay, you know? But
right,
it just wasn't the case, right?
I mean, I think that's kind of where I went too. Like, you know, I remember going on a big, like, walk, and I was just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We can, you know, like, put in pacemakers and,
sure, yeah,
you know,
Dick Cheney's walking around without a heartbeat,
you know, all these sorts of things. And I'm like, really?
Right.
We can't just, like,
sew it up,
you know, do whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that hamster wheel is, like, never ending or what have you. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just kind of think you gotta take it day by day, which is cliche, but,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. You can't, you know, just give yourself credit, folks, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And
I appreciate that, Anna.
Do.
And, yeah, just enjoy things. I don't know.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Anna, we're so thrilled to have you here, and it's really special to have you on the show, especially.
Totally.
We haven't had a guest in a long time, and I can't imagine anybody better to, like, feature our guest program again.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you would humor us a little bit and play, like, a little trivia.
Oh, gosh, this is awesome. We didn't prepare anything.
We didn't prepare anything.
We talked about
this.
No,
I love trivia. Sure.
I was literally just going to ask you if you're embarrassed about when you listen to the show and you hear me talk about blowjobs or saying the word cunt. I was like, what level of embarrassment do you have when I talk about MC Hammer's dick?
It should have been one of the trivia questions.
Sorry about that. Well, do you get embarrassed about what we talk about on the show sometimes?
No, I mean, because I think
Anna's no prude,
in the sense True. That, you know, it's supposed to be like a, you know, people can, that's what's great about the fact that it's like a radio thing, because
yes.
people can just be driving in their car and,
yeah,
you know, whatever, if you need to pull over.
If you're laughing so hard that your latte sprays out your nose, yeah. pull over. Thoughts with Anna Sheet there. All right. Well, supposedly Rindog has his fucking trivia questions lined up. So, how are you going to dive in? Like, what was the thing we talked about or like whatever?
Yeah, I was going to start real simple.
Sure.
Right?
Here we go.
Oh, and I maybe shouldn't have prefaced it that way because maybe this isn't a simple question.
But that's always the way things start out. It's like, who wants to be a millionaire? And I'm going to make drum noises in the background. Ready, go.
So I think first question, because this feels like the fabric of our lives a little bit.
Ooh,
so Anna Sheether.
Yes.
Who do Mikey and Rin both want to have sex with maybe equally? And B, this is the like sub question. What music is most playing in our house? What band is most playing in our house?
Band that's most playing in your house is Maroon 5.
Yes, she did it!
Nailed it.
And
both want to have sex with... Oh, well.
It's tied to the
umbilical cord. It's tied.
Right. Yeah. So... Adam Levine?
There you go.
Wow.
It's the reason that she said that before 3 nights ago, she wouldn't have really been able to say that because, like, Corinne wants to have sex with Adam Levine and finds him very attractive. I'm kind of fine with him. I think he's whatever. But I did have a long, I'm not going to say a sex dream, but a dream about Adam Levine being, we were with him and we were like at his house and we were kind of doing all these things. And it was like, there was a proposed threesome, but never happened. But it was like this very fun, flirty, funny, long dream. So that's why she asked that question, I guess.
Sure. sounds great. You know.
Anna, very well done.
Yeah, it was really
fun. I love trivia. And, you know, it's like perfect.
Okay.
You're like, hit me with your best shot.
All right. Do I have one? Do you have another one? Oh, gosh.
I can thought about this. I can come up with one.
Can you? Okay.
Okay. So what is something that I was most proud of during the IVF experience? So I'll kind of give you a hint. It happened when I would go in and get my blood draws.
Because you don't love needles, right?
I'm kind of okay with needles, but it was something I was feeling really pleased with myself about when I would sit down to do my blood draws. And then Mikey and I had a show where we had a name for my arm.
Mm.
Oh, because it's like you don't have to have a tourniquet like most people.
Yes, because I'm super veiny. And
do you remember what the name of her arms were? It was the name of one of the episodes. Three.
Ooh, I think I need to phone a friend on this
nice.
One.
Phone Mikey.
So I'm your friend and your brother. Penis arms. Because Rin has penis arms was the name of the episode. Yeah. Okay. Let me just think. I've really boring ones. Can you remember any of the either a recipe from one of the Eat the Babies segments, mm-hmm. which is when we talked about the baby being a certain size? Or a bindle.
Ooh, yes. Bindles. One of them was... like a cheap way to mow your lawn, maybe?
I don't know. Could be. I don't... Just for everybody else, I don't remember many of them. I remember stealing from Home Depot, I think was one of them. Go to the self-checkout and steal from Home Depot. If that wasn't one, then it should be. Go to the Home Depot checkout, fuck Home Depot, they're Trump supporters, and steal from them. Yeah, I don't remember many. Cheap way to mow your lawn. I don't know, maybe, could be.
I'm sorry, folks, I should remember more, definitely.
That's okay.
I remember there was... I think a recipe with eggplant, or at least the emoji for one of the...
for an eggplant?
Right. Mm. For like one of the later episodes was...
Do you know what the eggplant for an emoji means? What it represents?
I guess I don't.
A penis.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
Great.
So yeah, there was a dick recipe probably.
And I must say, I'm really impressed with your trivia knowledge.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with the last one. This is winner take all.
Winner take all question.
I mean, it's not a competition because there's nobody fighting or playing against you, but do you have one?
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to think of like the most, what's the biggest thing that's happened on the show that people talk about the most?
I mean, it's clearly Maroon 5.
It is Maroon 5.
Yeah.
And penis arms that gets talked about a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. MC Hammer's dick, I think, gets talked about a lot.
That's what I, you know, sorry that kind we missed of thought. That. I kind yeah. of thought. Well, maybe the question is, what, when Mikey references MC Hammer's dick in the video, what does he say MC Hammer's dick looks like?
It's a baked good.
Uh-huh. Bigot bread.
Yes.
It is not that, but
yeah, but that's a but really good. Good guess.
It's known as a croissant dick. Because it has kind of a cornucopia look to it, like on a Thanksgiving table. It's like a laminated dough, but it's more of a horn than it is a protrusion of a tubular sense.
God, but baguette. Okay. You still win all the money.
Anna, here's 55 cents in
perfect
money from a country that doesn't exist anymore.
In Bitcoin.
In Bitcoin. Yeah, have fun. Anna, this was so fun. We are, I love you.
Thank you.
And I love that you came and visited us.
I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, we didn't even talk about this. First of all, Anna, can you tell us about you coming out here? Was there anything special about you coming out here? The way that you came out here?
Well, first time I haven't flown with mom and dad.
Yeah, it was your first solo flight. How many bags of peanuts did you eat?
Only my own food.
Oh, wow. You didn't even get anything from the airline?
No.
Okay. Did they offer anything?
They did.
Yeah, it's not really good on Southwest.
I did not.
What did you eat?
So I had... You know, very healthy.
Ooh.
Just joking. Peanut M&M's.
Oof, such a good plain snack.
Best candy.
Yeah.
But such a good, you know, sorry, I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Such a good thank you, Mars Corporation, for the peanut M&M's.
Yeah, we're going to need you to sponsor this episode, Mars. Thanks. Peanut M&M's, best candy?
I think
it might be. Refrigerated or non-refrigerated?
This time it was non-refrigerated.
Which one do you prefer?
I think I prefer non-refrigerated.
Me too.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. I don't want to have to fucking wait for the chocolate to melt on my tongue for me to get the flavor explosion.
But yes, this is, thank you for Snickers bars, Twix bars, and peanut M&Ms, and I know there's probably at least six other.
Ooh, maybe a Whatchamacallit? I think they make Whatchamacallits.
Sure.
Those are great. Maybe the best candy bar.
Yes, I have never seen one, but...
I gotta get you one of those. But anyway, congratulations on flying on your first solo flight. Went super well. Glad you came out here. I'm glad that you agreed to be on the podcast.
Yes, anytime.
Did you have fun?
I had tons of fun.
That's great. anything else you want to say, Rennie?
No, just love you so much, Anna Sheether.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Sorry that there's these big gaps in between our show, but if you don't think that inconsistency is part of our brand, then you don't fucking know us. So it's summertime. I'm working on my tan lines, or lack thereof. Walk a walk. And we are about to go on a big vacation to go to the East Coast, during which we may record an episode. I'm not sure.
We should maybe see if my sister will record.
Oh, fun. So yeah, we'll do that. As always... Thank you for being here. We love you, Mercy fam. You know, give us all the great reviews on things, or don't. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. We just do this for the fun of it. But if you know someone that wants to pay us tons of money to beat funding into microphones, then tell them to write to us at letseat@mikeyandrinstayin.com. And if you want to send us love notes, send it to the same place.
Yeah, we love you so much. Happy summer solstice. And thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, I'm Mikey.
I'm Rin.
And that's
Anna.
Yeah.
And tonight, we're gonna stay in. Da, 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 da. Stay in.
Stay in.
Stay in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking nailed it. Bye-bye. Anna, what's a word that rhymes with banana?
Bandana.
Nailed it.
I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.